ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक्स द मैनेजमेंट हू हैज गिवन मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्पीक अपॉन द मोस्ट राइपन फ्रूट व्हिच इज नोन एज श्रीमद् भागवतम। एंड secondly, I would like to beg all the senior Vaishnava who are sitting in front to bless me so I can speak something which is not contradictory on this purport. For your kind information, this is the first time or the first day of my giving Srimad Bhagavatam in Srimad Vrindavan Dham. So, whatever, if I'll speak something which is not correct, please bless me so I can improve. And if you receive something which is useful in your life, still you give me your blessing so I can continue. Hare Krishna. So today we're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 10th chapter, text number 11, entitled Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Please repeat after me. Sri Bhagavan Vacha Naikanti no me mai yatu iha sitah. Asasate mutracha bhavad vidah. तथापि मानवंतरम एतद् अत्र दैत्ये शरणम् अनुभूक्ष भागम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पस बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस। अभय चरण भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सेड, My dear Prahlad, a devotee like you never desire any kind of malevolences, either in this life or in the next. Nonetheless, I order you to enjoy the opulences of the demon in this material world, acting as their king until the end of the duration of time occupied by Manu. Purport: one Manu lives for the durations of time calculated to be an aggregate of 71 yugas cycle, each of which equal 4,300,000 years. Although atheistic men like to enjoy material opulences and they endeavor with great energy to build big residences, road, city, factory, and unfortunately, they cannot live more than 80, 90, or the utmost 100 years. Although the materialists exert so much energy to create a kingdom of hallucination, he is unable to enjoy it for more than a few years. However, because Prahlad Maharaj was a devotee, the Lord allowed him to enjoy the material appearances as a king of the materialists. Prahlad Maharaj has taken birth in the family of Hiranyakashipu, who was the topmost materialist. And since Prahlad was bona fide heir of his father, the Supreme Lord allowed him to enjoy the kingdom created by his father for so many years that no materialist could calculate them. A devotee does not have to desire material opulences, but if he is a pure devotee, there is ample opportunity for him to enjoy material happiness also, without personal endeavor. Therefore, everyone is advised to take to devotional service under all circumstances. If one desires material opulences, he can also become a pure devotee, and his desire would be fulfilled. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.10, Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udaradhi tivrena bhakti yogena yajate purusham param. Whether one desire everything or nothing, or whether he desire merge into the existence of the Lord, he is intelligent only if he worship Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by rendering transcendental loving service. It's so wonderful to reflect upon the life of Sri Prahlad. Why it is wonderful? Because Sri Prahlad, as mentioned in the heading, Prahlad as the best among exalted devotees. You would see even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appreciated Sri Prahlad, and there's two personalities which Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appreciated a lot. He heard about them, he discussed about them, he meditated upon their wonderful activities. First is Prahlad, and second is Dhruva. So Prahlad Charitra and Dhruva Charitra, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is meditating constantly about these personalities. Why? Because they are wonderful. As the saying goes, you know, simply wonderful. When you take it, just put it in your mouth, you just swallow it. So simply wonderful. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu being explaining about these personalities, how exalted they are. Because it's wonderful to know how exalted Prahlad are. Prahlad became exalted because of a unique quality. He became exalted because of the quality that he was sent person surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord. That's a unique quality of Sri Prahlad. And even Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describe about him. So here, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada basically categorized the purport into two. First, he condemned the materialistic, and second, he mentioned about even the devotee are being offered material qualification or material asset. The devotee, they are not bewildered, or they are not being taken away by that energy. So let's reflect upon what Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport. So firstly, we'll try to understand Sri Prahlad's unique quality. Firstly, Prahlad being a son of earth, of whom? A big demon, not small timer, it's a big demon. Being the son of a big demon, Sri Prahlad didn't move even an inch or accept material facility for sense gratification. See, at time when people ask you something, if you have it, you may give them. But if you don't have it, you will say, Baba, I don't have it. Like the saying goes, the beggar is not the chooser. Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar Deva ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balarama ki, Sri Sri Gaurinithai ki, Patita Pavam Srila Prabhupada ki, Idai Gaur Vrindi. So, Prahlad having all the facility, but he didn't move even an inch. So what make him not move an inch toward materialistic or material enjoyment? Prahlad, he was 100% surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So now, you may understand, at time the devotee has little difficulty. Say for example, the prasad is being served, and unfortunately when the bucket reaches you, there is no prasad. There is no prasad. What would I say? Or what would you say about? Prabhu, what about me? Yeah, we would definitely fire back. Isn't it? Am I right or wrong? We would definitely fire back. Prahlad being the son of such a great demon, a king of the demon. But Prahlad being tortured several times. Not one time, not two times, but several times. And the way Prahlad is in torture, you can't even think about it. You can't even dream about it. Sri Prahlad, anyway, you know about the story, how Prahlad being taken in different places, being thrown from the mountain, being put in the need of an elephant, being taken and put under blazing fire, but yet Prahlad didn't move an inch. That quality Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appreciated. That quality Gauranga Mahaprabhu wanted to spread all over. He said, hey, come on, you so-called devotee, look at it. See the quality of this Harsha Prahlad. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu really wanted the devotee, the sadhaka, to inculcate these qualities. The first symptom of surrender, if you go through, that we need to have 10%. What 10%? Conviction that Krishna will protect us. Isn't it? So Krishna will protect us, that we need to have a 10% conviction about it, which Prahlad has. So that's why Sri Prahlad is being glorified even by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sri Prahlad, unique quality is, he's being a 10% surrendered soul. Let's look upon it. When you have the unique quality within yourself, what is the outcome? At times people say, Prabhu, I got to be humble, but what should be the percentage of humility? Isn't it at time when you have some misunderstanding among the devotee, so well, enough. I can't take it anymore. There is a limit for tolerance. Do we say so? If not you, perhaps I'm being the one who has been constantly saying the same thing. Not, come on, stop. You can't do it anymore. I can't take you any further. So then, you know, the question is being raised, do you think there's humility has a bar that we need to be humble 50%, we need to be humble 70%, or we need to be humble? What's the percentage of humility we need to have? Sorry? My ear is not so good. I'm so bad in hearing. What's the percentage? Only 1% to 100%. Now say, come on, Prabhu. No way. How could you be humble when the devotee is not giving you paneer, sabji paneer? Can't. No way. It's very important to understand, it's very easy to become humble among the karmi. What did I say? It's very easy to become humble amongst the karmi. It's so hard to be humble among the devotee. If I said something wrong, please correct me, because as I said, I don't have so much knowledge about it. I'm trying to speak something. So many scholars sitting in front. It's very difficult to be humble among the devotee. Am I right? You're not bowing down in front of the devotee and try to... Come on, no way. So Sri Prahlad, having this unique quality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been glorifying him in and out. And he's explained, so Gauranga Mahaprabhu has cited these verses and explained in different way whenever he meets with devotee. He says, he is an exalted devotee, like Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj, having the unique quality, he attracted the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very difficult to attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, because somehow there's, we have so many, you know, so-called good quality within, anyway, myself, not you, you know, karma, krodha, moha, madha, matsara, these are the quality. Beside that, the quality of being egoistic or duplicity. That's the quality basically which you can't even apply in devotional service. Any other so-called bad quality can be applied. If you're lusty, that can be utilized in Krishna consciousness anyway. If you're greedy, that also can be utilized in Krishna consciousness. But what about if you have the mentality of duplicity? Can we apply that in devotional service? Yes, no? Very good. Listen here. No, it can't be utilized. Sri Prahlad, he was not having duplicity within himself. That's a unique quality which attract the mercy of the Lord. Even though Sri Prahlad refuses many times, my dear Prahlad, take this. No, my Lord. My dear Prahlad, take this one. No way, my Lord. My dear Prahlad, take something which no one has. Forget about it. So at time, when devotee offer you something, we pretend to be detached. But within our heart we say, God, come on, I'm still waiting. So you keep on watching, you know. Has he gone? No, he's still here. Okay, Prabhu, if you want to give me, I don't want to take it, but okay, give it to me. But Sri Prahlad didn't have an inch of this kind of duplicity within himself. He was 100% surrendered to the Supreme Personality Godhead. Let's move ahead. You find many devotees, like let's look upon the master of the 14 universe, Chaudha Bhuvana. Who is he? Who is he? Oh, thank you. God. Krishna, Jagannath. Now look upon these. Jagannath being the Supreme Lord, he acted in such a way you will not even believe it. Say, for example, if you are a billionaire and you're running your, you know, Jaguar, and then suddenly your driver just get down and say, "My sir, put yourself on the front seat and hold the steering. I'm going to be sitting on the back." What would you say? What would you say? I didn't hear. Come on, get out. Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of God, he accepted the position. He accepted the position to be as a driver, and he driven the chariot of Arjuna. Can you think about it? God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what he's doing. It's amazing. That can only happen when the devotee are sent persons and no duplicity. Cunning mentality. So then even Krishna, he didn't finish over there. He told Arjuna, Arjuna told Krishna, "Come on, dear, listen to me." He said, "Yes." He said, "Well, in the battlefield, I would not be having time to tell you, come on, take a right, take a left." He said, "What? So then how do I drive?" He said, "Well, I'll touch my feet in your back. You know, on a lower back, you have to understand that you have to take a right. If I touch my feet on a left lower back, then you have to understand that you have to take a left." Krishna say, "Yes, sir. Agree." Can you understand this? And if I put my leg right on your back, that means you have to stop. And if I touch you again and again in your back, that means you have to catch a speed. Now who is that person who would be angry to do something like that which Krishna has done? No way. That can take place when the devotee 100% surrender upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, otherwise forget about it. At time you find the pujari, they're, you know, very learned and very artistic with the mudras and etc., you know, punctuality upon time, but with no devotion. Do you think the Lord will accept that food? Yes, no? If you have no devotion, do you think the Lord will accept it? Yes? No. You look upon Sabri being waited for a long, long time. For whom? Sorry? Ram, Lord Ramchandra. He waited long time. I said, "Where is my Lord?" You know, she's been picking up the fruit and, you know, cleaning the whole thing and watch out and see She got up in the morning, Brahma Muhurat, and collect the whole fruit and watch out and wait for the Lord. And he just look at the far distance and see no one is coming. She just went back in the evening, throw that fruit, get another, next day. Goes on years and years. At time the devotee, when the time comes for Bhagavatam class, devotee say, well, I've been hearing that. That topic basically I've been hearing for past 30 years. There's something new. You know, when Bhakti Charaswami explained about it, it is nothing new. It is a question, you are still standing the place where you used to be. You haven't even made 1 inch of advancement. So Sabri, he didn't say, come on, forget about it. But Sabri waited. And because, you know, when Ramchandra finally arrived, Sabri was just out of, you know, of the world. So happy about it. Come on, my dear Lord has come. You know, shocking news that Sabri, when he seen the Lord, he wanted to offer that fruit. What's the name of that fruit? Bale, yeah? Bale, whatever it is. You know, within her mind, she was thinking about it, how can I offer something to the Lord that may come out bitter or sour or whatever, but I have to make sure. Sabri finally, you know, she started tasting that fruit. And Lakshman, being the protector, being the personality who expand himself in many ways just to assist the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said, come on. He said, hey old lady, you don't know Shastra, you don't know etiquette, you have got a chance to see the Lord, now what are you trying to do? You know, and she was trying to offer, and then Lakshman put her hand in front, and the lady just, you know, just look at Lord Ramchandra. He said, my dear Lord. And Ramchandra said, Lakshman, calm down. But my Lord, this is something remnant. I mean, you can't eat that. He said, well, that's nothing doing. I accept that love which my devotee wanted to offer to me. At time you find devotee fighting for mic. Have you heard that? Fighting for mic. I want to sing, come on, put my name here. It's a huge fight when you have many singers, especially when there's a lot of gathering, especially for the male, a lot of Matajis are getting in. So there's a huge fight. But be careful, if that singing is being done just to attract the opposite party, opposite sex, that means the Lord which been hearing about what you've been singing, it would sound the same like, you know, have you heard a CD which is completely kind of, you know, destroyed. A CD which is completely destroyed, there's a lot of scratches into. When you put it, what happened? Which kind of sound would come? So when we are basically motivated or polluted by the mentality of attracting each other, the sound will go to the Lord the same way like the CD has been scratched. So be careful when we offer. Because these services are meant for the satisfaction of Krishna. It's not meant for us. Here, Sabri, she has a unique quality. And the Lord accepted even the remnant of his devotee. Is it not great? So, it's so wonderful to meditate again and again upon the same, like the famous example, perhaps you heard about it, but there's no, nothing, I mean, because these reputations basically would come and hit the wall within your heart and penetrate in and purify the heart, because this is the reputation that we need to go. Nashta prayesu badresu nityam bhagavata sevaya. We got to sit down even though we don't want to sit down. That's the process. That's the way Prabhupada wants us to do, isn't it? So then, when you look upon once Duryodhan, who? Once Duryodhana has this cunning mentality. So he wanted to attract the Lord other way. Like Krishna explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mama Bijanati, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yume Bhakti Bhakti. But Duryodhana said, no, let's see. I'll attract these, you know, coward boy like nothing. Normally he doesn't get food, he goes stealing around, so he knows about these. He said, well, I'll attract him. So he has got the finest ingredient in the world. He has got the best chef. And he prepared so much wonderful preparation. And he set aside in a huge dining table, and he called upon Krishna, hey, come on, I want to invite you. Oh, Krishna said, really? That's beautiful, thank you very much. And Krishna walked in, and there was a huge dining table with the finest, you know, stuff over there. And Krishna came, walked in, and just glanced upon that. He said, okay, very good, very nice. Mm-hmm. Sai Paneer, yeah, very good. Oh, Dal Makhani, that's very nice. But he didn't even taste single particle of it. He just walked off. And they say, hey, come on. He said, no, Baba, no way. I'm not attracted with this. This is not for me. Baba, but it is made for you. But there's something missing in it. What, salt? No. Ingredients? No. Well, what is missing, Krishna? He said, what is missing is missing with you. So you got to learn about the art how to attract Krishna. And Krishna walked off. He went to whom? He went to Vidur. He knocked upon the door. Hey, are you here? With a shock, it's Krishna. Krishna is here. And Vidur and Vidur's wife became so mad. So what to do? What to do? How to do? When to do? And you know, Vidurani just went off and said, go and see if you have something. And went to the kitchen, you know, the whole utensil making noise, gram, gram, gram. When the utensil make noise, when there is nothing in it. No rice, no dal, nothing available in the kitchen. And Vidurani came out and said, Vidur, we don't have anything, my dear husband, we don't have anything. No, go and look, we must have something. Krishna has come. How can we do that? How can we allow Krishna to go without anything? Say, yes, that doesn't make sense. You went off on the backside. There was some banana. There was some banana being kept. And then finally, she found the banana was completely ripe. And she collected few bananas, just cleaned it up, washed it up, and came in front of Krishna and gave it to Vidur. So Vidur, we got something. Oh, that's wonderful. And then Vidur was thinking, you know, how can we give Krishna directly, you know, with the skin, you know, of banana. Let me just peel it up and then give Krishna, you know, so he doesn't need to exercise anymore. So then Vidur, out of love, the tear was falling down and he was completely merged into the ocean of love. And then, you know, he couldn't even see Krishna's, with Krishna's mouth, with Krishna's ears. He can't even see that. So it so happened after peeling that banana, it was so like, you know, mad in ecstasy. What did Vidura do? Vidura has thrown the banana away and holding the skin in his hand, and Vidura was feeding Krishna banana skin. And Krishna, here you go. Krishna said, wow! There's no chemical into it. You know, in today's day you have banana which is being made ripened with chemical, am I right? In Mauritius you don't have it. You just get some banana from the tree and you eat it up. It just, you know, the flavor of the banana, you don't find it in over here. The sweetness, the flavor. So then Krishna said, wow, come on, this is wonderful. And here Vidura goes more. Okay, come on, Delo, take one more bite. And then finally when that reached the edge, a small inch of peach which is left in Vidura's hand, he happened to touch the lips, the transcendental lips of the Lord. And then here he goes, God! And then he opened his eyes, he found that a small piece of banana skin. And Vidura here said, come on, Krishna, what did you do? He said, what did I do? I said, come on, I was mad in, you know, for the love of your soul, but you could see, you could have told me about it. You know, I'm just a sinner. What did I feed you? Then Krishna told Vidur, if you are mad for me, do you think I'm a stone? If you are mad for me, I am 10,000 times mad for you, Vidura. And the taste, the amount of enjoyment I receive through this banana skin, I don't get it in whose? Duryodhan palace, with the finest preparation. I don't enjoy that at all. So the unique quality that a devotee need to have, we need to be very, very cautious about duplicity in Krishna consciousness. Please. That duplicity, Krishna keeps you 10 miles away. The famous saying goes that we need to keep a distance, like you know, 5-step or 3-step distance from a chariot cart. From what? From a chariot, you need to keep 3-step distance. From an elephant, you need to keep 10-step distance. From a person who are crooked or duplicity, you need to keep a distance throughout your life. What does that mean? A person who has got duplicity within himself, you have to keep a distance throughout your life. Otherwise, he would ruin you. We are very fond about when devotees start criticizing each other's. We are very fond about it. Our ears open wide. And it becomes peaceful, isn't it? You may be sleeping while chanting, while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam class, but when the criticism comes about someone, oh God, here you go. Oh really? Prabhu, tell me. Yes. Become so excited about it. Why it is so? Because we have this duplicity within ourselves. We are having the crow-like mentality. You know the crow? The bird? Where do you find the crow moving around? Which places do you find the crow? In a garbage place. So when we are still having this, you know, crow-like mentality, you try to see about the fault of others and try to see the mistake of others, then what will happen, we'll cultivate the same mentality which is absent in the life of Sri Prahlad. Sri Prahlad goes, he said, my dear friend, this is not time to play. This is not a time to play. We are young. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained, you know, when we are small, we play with toy, isn't it? And then when we grow up, we start playing with, you know, opposing party. And then when we grow again and grist alive and we play. So when do we play? This is not time for playing. What do we got to do? We got to utilize this time for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So then we'd be having this unique quality so we can attract Krishna. Krishna is Madan Mohan. Who can attract him? Even the Cupid are being defeated. Even the Cupid which arises, the Cupid which causes the male and female to have some sort of attachment, even that Cupid is being attracted by Madan Mohan. So how can we attract him? So Krishna says, I'm not attracted by huge austerity. I'm not attracted by etc. etc. What I'm attracted with, if you have a simple hearted like whom? Sri Prahlad. Otherwise it's very difficult. So now, let's meditate upon a little bit about Prabhupada mentioned the purport, that you know, having huge buildings and so-called modern civilization, many devotees, when they fall prey of this so-called modern civilization. Am I right or wrong? Yes. So now let's look upon it. You know, so-called modern civilization has given us an illusory satisfaction. What did I say? The so-called modern civilization has given us an illusory happiness. What do you mean to say what by illusory happiness? Let's reflect upon. Okay, how many of you are more than 40 years? Hands up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, a couple dozen. So I can talk about it. You know, these devotees can relate to. We are talking about, like, you know, 25 years ago, 30 years ago. You know, when you find, in 30 years ago, when you go in a village, not even village, anywhere, you would find a small hut with grass, you know, roof, with cow dung, you know, flooring, etc., etc. In these small hut, there is no door. Am I right? You can confirm it? There is no door, just one small curtain, then you can walk in. Am I right, Prabhuji? Maybe you can confirm about it. But in these circumstances, the people who were living within this small, very tiny hut, they were very happy. Right, wrong? Very happy. Now, the age of so-called modern civilization, so you have huge building. After having huge building, you have an iron door with an alarm system. Touch a button, the gates open, or electrified, you know, door. But when you find that the person who is sleeping within that room, you would find him unless and until he doesn't take a sleeping tablet or sleeping pill, that person would not sleep. Am I right or wrong? So this modern civilization, do you think that modern civilization is giving us happiness or an illusory of happiness? What is this modern civilization giving us? I didn't hear. It's an illusory of happiness. So Prabhupada is like, you know, smashing that mentality that, you know, after becoming a devotee, we put so much condition about it. I remember when I joined in Krishna consciousness, when the devotees say, Prabhu, can you serve some prasad? Yes, Prabhu. Can we go for Harinam? Yes, Prabhu. Can you sing? Yes, Prabhu. Can you dance? Yes, Prabhu. But in society, you will find even within our ISKCON, even though practicing personalism, we are a big, gross impersonalism. You know, when you communicate with devotee, there's so much, like, you know, dry stuff. So what's happening? It's because there is duplicity. Because of that duplicity, we hold ourselves, we don't give Krishna everything. And that holding basically makes things miserable. I'll just narrate one small incident and then we'll end up. So once what happened, there was a sate. Sate means, you know, who has got money. So that sate was completely fed up in this material world. So he decided, let me go in the jungle and build a temple and carry on with the worship. So he went to the jungle, he managed to build a temple. After building the temple, he was thinking about it. Oh God, the gunder will come and take everything away. So he kept few guards. Then he thought about it, a temple without the devotee, it's useless. So he went to Krishna Balaram temple, you know, hooked some devotee in. He said, well, I'll give you some dollar, come with me. So the devotee went with him with some mrigas and kirtal, some kirtan was going on. So one person, he was wondering the same, like, you know, frustrated with life. He was wandering around, he saw from far distance there's some light. He says, there must be someone over there. So he walked down, and then he found a temple. In front of the temple, there were few guards. And then, so that person has got something within, you know, within his bag. And he pulled it out, and he told the guard, he said, well, I have something for you. But the guard generally, they're not being given Mahaprasad. Am I right or wrong? The guard is being kind of, you know, pushed away. Hey, come on, sit down, do your duty. But the guard was surprised, was completely moved. They say, it's for me? Are you sure? Say, yeah, it's for you. You're doing such a wonderful service, you're guarding the whole temple. Everyone doesn't come and do something nonsense. So okay, he was so much moved, he started shedding tears. I said, I'm very thankful to you. So in return, that God, he was thinking about it, I don't deserve this. I'm a simple God. Let me go and give that fruit to the temple president. So he walked out and knocked the door of the temple president. Said, well, get in. He said, well, my dear Prabhu, such and such, I've got something wonderful for you. What is this? It's a unique fruit which you don't get anywhere. Oh, really? But this is for you. Are you sure? So he got that fruit. Because that God was completely moved with love and devotion, and he gave it to that so-called in charge. And then when in charge seen that mood, that, you know, that behavior, and he also get meddled. He said, I'm very thankful to you. And here you go. Even the in charge start shedding tear. So now the God is shedding tear, the in charge is shedding tear. Oh, I'm very thankful to you. So nice of you. And then, in return, the president, or in charge, he got to know that one devotee was not keeping well. So he went off and knocked the door. He said, come on, Prabhu Das, I've got something for you. Oh, it's been several weeks, no one came to see me. Oh, finally someone came. And then he offered the same fruit to that devotee. But the president, because he was so moved by the action of that God, and he also, like he explained, this is for you. You know, it's being so nice, you're serving the Lord, you get up in the morning, so this is for you. And here you go, the president and that devotee are shedding tears. In return, that devotee went to another devotee and offered it to him. Finally, the same fruit went out and being given to that God. You know, devotee came, you know, you're guarding, you know, we have a place to sleep, we have a place, everything, we have prasad on time, but you, God, you're just like, you know, risking your life just to protect us. Here, I wanted to offer that food to you. And that God, here he goes. He said, come on, I've just given you out. He said, how did you get this food? And then he narrated the whole incident. Anyway, the bottom line, the essence of that story, unless and until we don't give out something that has been given to us by the previous acharya, what is that? It's a loving service attitude. You know how wonderful when you find each and every devotee come and appreciate you. Each and every devotee come and offer you something. That's the whole atmosphere will become surcharged with loving devotional service. So I would like to ask for forgiveness. I just went off 5 minutes extra. So I would like to thank you all for your attention. I'm sure it must be boring. And if any one of you have any question, I'm sure for not being able to answer, there's many senior devotees sitting, they could answer that question. Any question or any comment about it?
Hare Krishna Sumukha Prabhu, thank you very much for wonderfully describing the mercy of Lord and how wonderful He is. You explain, like, basically you explain like about duplicity. Until and unless we have duplicity, we cannot move or we cannot advance in devotional service. So please, I would request you explain what is duplicity exactly. What is the duplicity? What is the duplicity? Mm-hmm. And how to get rid of this anartha?
So Prabhuji has two questions within one question. Firstly, he was asking about what is that duplicity. It's very important to understand. At time devotee, they have this duplicity within himself. That devotee is thinking that, okay, I'm perfect, I'm right, I have nothing wrong within myself. What is that duplicity? That duplicity is Krishna Bhulya Jeeva Bhoga Vanchakari. We forget Krishna, we are meant to enjoy, to be enjoyed by Krishna, but yet because of the kama vasana bhoga vancha, we are thinking ourselves to be the master. These are the duplicity. Krishna bhulya jeev bhoga vancha kari. Then doesn't stop here. When you have this tendency to enjoy, then what happens? Then jhapatiya, the prakriti, the nature, you know, catch hold of you and slap you time to time. That keeps you. What's the business of Maya Devi? The business of Maya Devi to keep you away from Krishna. That's the business of Maya Devi. So the duplicity that we have, we pretend of something that we don't have. You know, many times you would find devotee, they would speak lie. Prabhu, did you come from Mangalati? Yeah, came from Mangalati. Come on. I was there, right there. Why, he did ask some devotee who are leading, so he repeated the same. I know, that devotee was leading? Yes, that devotee was leading. So duplicity. That extension of Bhogavanchakari, it's expand. That behavior expands even in minute activities that you perform. So now, how do we get rid of it? Now tell me one thing, which day of the week that the children likes the most? I didn't hear. Which days of the week school children like the most? Sunday. One Prabhuji says Sunday. Perhaps some other Friday or Thursday. Sunday, yeah? That's the day. So Sunday, why children like Sundays? Because Sundays, there's no one to check upon them. Hip hip hip, hooray! Let's walk, let's jump, let's do whatever, because today is a holiday, am I right? So that independent nature, we need to check it out. Now say for example, someone draw a line on the board. What did I say? Draw a line on the board somewhere around 12 inch. Now how would you, without erasing that line, make it seem to be shorter? You draw a longer line, isn't it? That means when we are constantly upon the supervision of an elderly person, then we would be able to check our duplicity. Always, Gopir Bhartu Pada Kamalayo Dasanu Dasanu Das 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 Das. Doesn't stop. When we serve under someone, we will be able to check our duplicity. Otherwise, no way. I hope I didn't try to answer the question which you said. If anyone wanted to put some word of wisdom or whatever Prabhuji asked, please go ahead. Any further question? Thank you very much. Gazantra Chamadvagvatam ke Padita Pavan Sila Prabhupada ke Nidai Gaur Premanande Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayvacha Padita Nam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.